Reese again.
Apparently, Alad has presents.
I do.
Correct.
I don't know how I'm going to do this. Just give the presents, or should I build it up? Or
build it up if you want.
Okay. The first present I have
is the very best of my podcast. It's a brand new CD which comes out in the shops on Monday. Available in every record shop in Wales.
And I've signed it just for you, Chris.
Brilliant.
No, I haven't. The first present is for Dominic Byrne. Dominic.
It's not Jules Holland again, is it?
No, it's not.
It's Frankie Dettori.
Oh, my God.
I have a wig for Mr. Dominic Byrne.
That's disturbing.
Wiggy, 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 wiggy. Ooh. Right on.
That's a woman's wig.
It's not a woman's wig.
It's a woman's wig.
It's not a woman's wig.
Don't be so sexist.
Like a bleeding woman.
Oh, brilliant.
So look, lucky woman with this woman's wig on.
Whack it on.
And we'll want photos.
You're not having a photo.
You will want photos.
Oh, it's nice and long. This is going to be weird. Everyone look away until he's ready. Because then that'll be... You know, get yourself... We're not looking dumb, so when you're ready, faces and then say, you're ready and we'll look. Dominic has now put his wig on, I think. He's doing it now.
Okay, you can look now.
All right, let's have a look.
You look like Neil! You look like Neil from The Young Ones.
How's that?
You do. Oh,
it's all right.
That is weird.
Didn't you used to have hair like that?
I did a while ago.
Dominic, look at me. I think I've been out with you. I see the long hair. I see the facial hair. Yeah, you're an ex.
Yeah.
You need that look for folk face, definitely.
Wow.
I used to have hair not dissimilar when I was about 15.
Nice. Second present.
My second present is for...
A bit itchy.
Let me see if I can work out who it's for by looking at Alad's eyes. Yeah, it's Carrie.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Dave.
It's a Dominic Byrne.
Yes!
It's another wig.
Take your pick.
It's a bag of wigs.
Wigs R Us have been in touch, haven't they, Al, by the looks of it?
This is great. I can't believe we're getting a bald man to try wigs on the radio.
I can't believe the bald man is doing it.
A jiggy with a wig.
That's a good one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, put that one on.
And my last one.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's have a look.
You're from Nespers.
That suits you. That does.
You look like Chris Evans.
That's really good. Do you know, you also look a bit like Gavin Rosdale out of Bush.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I love that.
Do you know what? It's a bit Dave Grohl if he had it dyed.
Yeah.
And went out in the sun too quick.
It is, absolutely.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
That is weird. You ginger.
Yeah.
And my last...
I'm not having that. That's like an old lady's bob.
And my last...
Go on.
It's not having that.
Dominic,
woman
present,
keep going.
Is for... Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Yeah. It's a long blonde wig.
It's like the woman off ABBA.
That is weird. Do you know what that's like? That's like there's an invisible person walking around. Because that's really long. That's all the way... That'll be down all the way down to your arse, that hair. Can I try one on, by the way?
I got spare.
Yeah? I'll try the spare on. Okay, wicked. Let's have a look. Oh, my God. You look like Jimmy Savile.
The thing.
Wow.
God.
Do you know what? There's a price tag on this one. It's only 30 quid. I might have myself this.
You look like Gandalf.
Dave. Dave. You look.
When you're not wearing it, you look like Gandhi.
Don't take it the wrong way, but you look a bit slow.
Do I have it the right way round?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. No, you don't.
Which
you
way should it go?
You look like Robert Smith.
Label at the back.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
Let's have a look. But you've got it look funny. Oh, my God.
You look like a Norwegian DJ.
You look like that guy. He's the one. You know that psychic bloke?
I'm wearing Africa Rachel Laffer.
Should we stick these online?
You look like that psychic man. What's his name? You know the one?
Hello, and welcome to Radio 1. We are the bestest pop radio station in the whole of Sweden.
That is right.
Yeah, we have got all your favourite music coming up. We have Ace of Base, and we also have Motorhead.
Hurdy-gurdy FM.
Should we introduce a record?
Right. Do you know what? Actually, look at this. If you look at the screen, look at the back of Dominic's hair. Where is he? Dom?
Yes?
Just go to the webcam. See, now if you just turn your head round, just show the back of your head to the webcam. Right, turn the other way. That's it. Keep going. Stop. Okay, what you can see is Dominic with a long blonde wig and headphones. If I change the studio shot to Joe Wiley's studio... Look! It's exactly the
You're
same.
You're Joe Wiley.
I'm not Joe Wiley.
Look at that! You are Joe Wiley.
Wow.
Hello. Welcome along.
Wow. I quite like it.
Okay, so you have to wear that now for the rest of the week, you did say.
Not the rest of the week.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say that.
You say you wear a wig for a week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wig, no. Wig.
You've chosen a long blonde one. That's
I haven't
seven,
chosen that at all.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. Wiggy, 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 wiggy.
It's very itchy as well.
Wear a wig now. Got a wig now.
We're all wearing wigs on the radio. And I've got to say, the funniest one is Carrie's. It's absolutely hilarious. She's not wearing one. Wig week, wig week. Wiggy, 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 oi, 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 on Radio 1.
Wigwah, woo-wag.
Your face.
I think Dominic makes me look like a student or someone who's, oi, 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 oi. Dave looks like he's in a Swedish or German rock band. He's got the long blonde wig on.
He looks like the bloke out of Lord of the Rings.
Alan has got a short blonde wig on. However, you can see his sideburns sticking out underneath, and he's got loads of stubble, so that just looks odd. He looks like the world's worst drag act. The world's laziest drag act. Well, I'll put on a wig, don't I? Look like a woman. Rachel's got long, is it brown hair? Mm-hmm.
Rachel looks like Mother Earth. That's how I imagine Mother Earth.
You do look like you should be in the healing fields at Glastonbury. But the funniest one for me is yours, and I tell you why.
I look like, do you know what I look like? I look like a fat real-life Lego man.
Because, no, the thing is, though, that when you first joined Radio 1 in 1997, your hair was just like that. In fact, when you went into Joe Wiley in that studio over there, that was where we first met. And you walked in with very much the same hairdo as you have on now.
All right. Chris Miles, I saw you.
I like yours because it's just flat enough and greasy enough.
Take your headphones off a second.
It was that.
Right, photos online after 10 o'clock.
You know, like you've got wings. Brilliant.
I grew my hair for about a year and a half, something like that. I didn't have it cut for ages. And it did. There was a time it did look like this.
Exactly like that. But I look back now and I can't believe that you used to walk around seriously with hair like that.
I can't believe nobody told me.
And do you remember you always had it cut by the same fella in Leeds?
Yeah, Hassan used to do
and
my
you
hair.
Wouldn't go anywhere
morning
else.
Hassan. Hassan used to cut my hair. I wouldn't let anybody else cut it because he was 200 miles away. It just grew.
And then you had to get it cut on the roadshow once, and you got it cut at Guys and Dolls in Southend, and you ended up looking like Billy Ray Cyrus because they left all the back long.
That is true. And now Dominic or Sophia cuts my hair. Last time we did That's it, Sophie and I did it together with the clippers. It was the first time we had a go.
It's a good look for you, grade three.
Yeah.
I think.
It's hot having long hair, isn't it?
I know, I was thinking that.
It's hot having hair. I don't know how you do it, you lot.
This would really annoy me.
It's hot having hair. I don't know how you lot do it.
My head's really hot now.
Okay, good. Edith Bowman is on at 1 o'clock today. Movie Mastermind with James King, 5 decades of Radio 1. Scott Mills is back on at 4. He would love this. This would be his worst ever nightmare. All of us coming in with long hair. Can we have a trim? Scott is back on at 4. Zane is on tonight at 7. Juliette Lewis and the Knicks are going to be in session. And Joe Wiley is the In New Music We Trust show tonight at 9 o'clock. Live music. Magic numbers are on there. Plus, there's a look at the music scene in Birmingham.
Excellent.
I know, I'll be checking that out whilst wearing my wig. I might keep this wig on.
Do you think people in wigs have higher body temperatures than ordinarily people?
Possibly in the head area, yeah.
And then Colin Murray is on tonight at 10 o'clock. There's an interview with Pete Doherty's mum.
Mrs. Doherty.
That's right. Colin Murray, check him out. It's his new show tonight at 10 o'clock.
He's moved.
That's right, he has moved.
You have to take that wig off now.
Why?
You have to take it off immediately.
I'm leaving it on. I'm going to see Little Britain tonight. It's their gala evening performance for Comic Relief, raising money for Comic Relief. Go to comicrelief.com for tickets if you want. What?
The label's just hanging out the back. It looks brilliant.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
Price tag.
It's a price tag. Sorry about that.
Wear the wig tonight.
I might wear the wig, yeah. If you see a man sitting in an audience with really bad hair, why don't you just go to him and go, Milesy! That'd be great.
He'll turn around and go, no. Yeah. It's not me.
My name's Mark.
I just have bad hair.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I'm back tomorrow morning. Joe Wiley is next. I love you. Goodbye. A spare wig for Baldy Reese. Oh, soon to be bald anyway. beep, 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 beep. Oh, there's no pitch. Sorry, Joe.
Beep, beep, beep. That's all right. So I can't decide whether you look more like...
Brad Pitt or George Clooney?
Hyacinth Bouquet.
Yeah, that's spot on, actually.
Or one of The View. Because they've kind of got hair a bit like that. Aled looks like Marilyn Monroe. With the wiggle and everything. It's a good look.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe never had stubble.
Dave looks confused in that wig, doesn't he, Joe?
Can you see Dave?
I can't see Dave, no.
Dave, stand up for the camera. And is that one of the...
I just said Daryl Hannah in Mermaid.
I think that's a compliment.
Darren Hannah.
Absolutely.
She was in the Splash film.
Yeah, that's the one. How did the competition go today?